Emergency Triple Team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is still really sluggish as you go between 123rd South and 7200 South. You got some stop and go at 53rd and 33rd South. SR 201 slow most of the way from Bangor Highway all the way to Redwood Road, now almost to I-15. Northbound delays on Bangor hasn't been as bad today, but it is a little bit backed up right now, 5400 South Kearns. And it looks like we've got a crash on I-80 now at the exit onto Foothill. What's becoming what seems like a daily occurrence now, Eric Butler?
Hey, guess what? We got a new crash in Utah County. This is in the same area where we've had them all morning, American Fork Main Street and Lehigh's Main Street. This one is actually just past 500 East and American Fork, and it's over to the left shoulder. Doesn't look like it's really impeding the flow too much, but you've still got slowdowns from American Fork all the way up basically to Timpanogos Highway at this point. Heather?
The good news for Weber and Davis County drivers, you haven't had any of the problems that the other counties have had, but you will still run into some slower traffic southbound I-15 between Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake. It's a bit heavy on Legacy Parkway on the north end of I-215, and we're having difficulty getting into Hill Air Force Base this morning. Join Michael McLean and cast for the 25th anniversary tour of The Forgotten Carols. Critics call it the ultimate family event in Ogden, Salt Lake, Heber, and Orem. Full details at ForgottenCarols.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.